All right, this is all stupid. I don't know what's wrong with my SD card. I don't know what's going on here, Nate. All I have to say is...
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
All right, we're cutting that short because this has been frustrating. What is going on here?
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Right. Well, it's something like that because
at that point, right?
We got that part right. This is the second time trying to do this thing, and it is just not working properly. Start recording, and like my recording device says, "Oh, like halfway through of what we're doing." I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound like something I want to do. I'm tired.
It's Saturday. It's relaxed.
It's Saturday. It's relaxed day. I'm not going to do the thing that I'm supposed to be doing.
Not gonna do it.
It literally said too slow. So I'm guessing it was tired. Because that's the only way it could be too slow is if it was tired. But all right. Well, have to get a new memory thing. That's awesome. So anyways. All that to say, Nate, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing awesome. You were saying that you are about to become a manager for, you were going to become the czar of the airport, right? Is that what you were going to say?
Something like that, yeah.
What were you doing? What's going on in life?
So I just applied for lead.
Okay. That's not as exciting as czar of the airport.
I mean, you could probably show up, throw on a green shirt, and just say czar. But just get a name tag that says czar, and just start pointing people in directions, and they'll probably listen to you because, yeah.
Czar of the internet. I mean, czar of the airport.
Yeah.
Because people are afraid of the airport.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
No, I mean, we'll see what happens. They just hired like 20 leads because of everybody that's been leaving.
Oh, they're trying to give you something to do because everybody's leaving. So it's just like, you'll stay around, right? If we give you a better position.
Right. I mean, I applied for it the first time because I really just wanted to see what the interview process was like. Because it's not, it's like a structured interview, but I guess it's over the phone. I've never done an over the phone interview. So I kind of wanted to see what their process was like compared to going and sitting in front of some like a manager and asking questions and giving answers. So applied, didn't get a phone call, but there are a lot of people that there's like 40 people that applied for the 13 spots.
Okay.
And so they had to like obviously whittle that down. They weren't going to interview all 40 people, so they probably took people with more seniority.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So hopefully this next one, it closed on the 14th, so they should be getting everything together for interviews here in the next week. So,
good luck on that, Nate.
Thanks.
It'll be good for you to walk around and with your new, if you get the job, you get a robe, I believe.
No.
A cape.
Nope.
And so something that says, worship me And then you get a staff.
Nope.
That has like Czar. It says Charizard on it. And it's got a picture of like the Pokemon Charizard on it, which is slightly, I don't know if they can get away with it, but it's the airport. It's, they do whatever they want. It's their own little world. And then I believe you get Crocs to walk around in.
Nope.
And I think you're supposed to wear sandals. You can wear shorts if you,
Crocs
if
or sandals.
It's both.
Okay.
No. It's, you have to wear both. And then you have some long socks that you have to wear, but you can wear pants or shorts. Most people go with shorts with it because of the robe. The robe only goes down to like your mid waist area. But other than that, I think that's a great opportunity, Nate. And it sounds like it pays a lot more.
Not really.
Pays a little bit more.
It does pay. It, I mean, a little less than 10.
Okay.
I mean, the goal really isn't to stay with TSA, so if I could add this to my resume, then
right, then that's a good thing, Nate.
Do it. Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on with me recently.
I didn't ask.
And okay, never mind. Never mind. We'll just skip kidding. That part.
What's going on with you, David?
Whatever, Nate. You're a jerk, and I don't want to.
What are you doing later today? Because
What do you want to do? You want to?
Well, you no.
Do
I
a
mean,
street battle or a fight or something like that? No, I'm just working around the house. I kind of want to go see that Marvel movie that's been out for a while, the Shang-Chi or whatever.
Whatever. Oh, the Nine Rings or Ten Rings or whatever.
Yeah, the Ten Rings. That one has got, I think it's got like 98% by the critics and like 97% by the fans. So, kind of want to see it. It looks good. We have a bunch of other movies that are coming out. I don't want to get into that yet. We will get into that. But first, Nate, let's... Hold on.
You didn't answer my question.
What? What am I doing later on today?
Well, you said you were going to the pumpkin patch.
Oh, that's right. I am going to the pumpkin patch. That's going to be fun. We are going to... I don't know. It's just what you do in the holiday time.
I don't, but I'm a holiday.
You're a curmudgeon. I know. You're a grumpy guest.
Yeah, I am, actually. So
it was like,
we have a,
this Christmas stuff.
We have a, what is it called? Like a
bah humbug.
Candle, like a festive, like a, I don't know. Smells like, light it. Smells like Halloween.
Okay. It like smells the, like Halloween.
Not Halloween. Sorry. It doesn't smell like Halloween. It smells like fall, like pumpkin pie.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's our...
That's your our full thing?
Yes. So
no, we go all out. We have, like, ghosts all over the place, and we have zombies coming out of the ground at our house.
Decorate the house?
Yeah. So, okay. But we're going to go to a pumpkin patch. And do that whole festive thing today, which is you take the kid down, you go walk around the pumpkin patch, you find a pumpkin, you have some hot cider or maybe some snacks or something like that. It's just something fun to do, and it's enjoyable to do
big
stuff with the fam.
Or
not a huge pumpkin, not gonna do like one of the giant pumpkins because it. In the end, it turns into this mush.
Yeah.
That just kind of sits at your house. And
I think the best ones that I've seen as of late, it's so weird that you never saw them as a kid, but the ones that have like the weird face, and then has like the guts coming out,
right,
and he's throwing up.
Yeah, well,
like, that's such a cool idea. Why it wasn't? I mean, obviously, as kids, we threw the innards away, except for the seeds. That's the other question I have. Are you gonna make pumpkin seeds, or are you gonna get rid of that stuff?
I don't know. We may try. We haven't decided yet on that. I think a lot of times we just end up throwing it out. Mostly just because the fact that it's a lot of effort to do the pumpkin seeds. And a lot of the times they taste okay. It's a lot of work for, like, because you have to take the pumpkin seeds out. You have to clean them all, wash them, you know, lay them out individually on the pan. And then you have to bake them for a certain amount of time. If you're going to put some sort of seasoning type thing, or I don't know, some people make something that kind of you drizzle on top of them or something like that. It's a process, and it's for seeds. Right. So all depends on the mood, I guess, and what's going on in the day. So that's the excitement. That's what's going on with us today.
Okay. So that's fun. I mean, okay. So the next question is, like, are you completely carving the pumpkin, or do you kind of do, like, cause you can shave depths into the pumpkin so that when the light, candlelight hits it, you can actually see an image.
Right.
What do you do?
I'm not sure. We'll just carve it.
Just carve it. Okay.
I'm not that talented, Nate. I've known some people. I have some friends that, like, they carve stuff. You know, if you give them a piece of clay, they'll make something really cool out of it. You give me a piece of clay, and at the end, you just get a piece of clay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Like, it's kind of squished together. It's got my fingerprints in it somewhere. It's nowhere where I would say it's good. I mean, it's compared to some, like, 6-year-olds, it's amazing. But compared to other 6-year-olds, it's terrible. So.
Okay.
I am not good with the carving.
So in coming up, I'm just going to jump right into it because I'm really stoked for this next Friday.
Wait, what's going on next Friday? Oh, Dune. Out.
And it's going to be on HBO.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of thinking that, like, going to the theater, like, I would go see it in the theater, but I think it's like a freaking 3-hour movie.
Yes.
And I know for a fact, like, I was having, so I went yesterday with my dad to see No Time to Die, the new James Bond movie.
Right.
And that one, let me try to get to the page real quick. That one was almost 3 hours.
Yes. So it is kind of a thing nowadays right now where the average runtime of movies is around 3 hours. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Because I'm at the point, like, I don't want to get up. You can't pause a movie at the movie theater. I got to use the restroom. So I'm holding it.
Right. So what I do is I wait till the part in the movie where I know there's going to be dialogue and I kind of already know the outcome of the dialogue just because of the framing and where the movie's progressing to. You're like, okay, they're just kind of sitting around talking about what their next move is going to be. I don't need to hear what their next, like, that's the part where they're like, man, we just got really, they just really kicked our ass out there. And they're just like, yeah, what's our plan going to be? And then they start talking about the plan, and then they start chopping things or doing like the old A-team type things.
17 minutes shy of 3 hours, 2 hours and 43 minutes.
That's a bit much. I can understand that it's his last movie. They're trying to get a lot out. They're trying to tell a good story. Nate, did they tell a good story in the end, at least?
It was honestly like any other James Bond movie. there is like a tiny twist at the end. But I mean, and then I think what's funny, and I was talking to Nicole about this yesterday when I got back, was that there's on one of the things, there's like the posters, there's a female, and that female, she has a 15 minute scene.
But on
the poster, like, she's one of the main, or
yeah, they do that a lot in certain films where they will. I mean, it's like that.
I mean, so yeah, there's a trailer. It says new agents. So the one obviously is a new 00 agent, and then there's another one that was I think she was CIA.
Right.
And that was the one where she's on like making it, because I mean she's in like this really low cut dress and kicking ass, but.
Right.
It was like maybe 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. That was it. And she's gone.
And then she just disappeared from the film?
Like, there's another chick that was in the movie, like...
Nate, she's probably going to play a big role in the next movie coming out when it's an all-female cast of James Bond.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
So anyways, Nate, in the end, did you like the movie?
Yes, it was a good movie. It was an all right movie.
Okay.
Like, good for being a James Bond movie.
For the most part, I set
it was good for
the bar goodbye
to...
The bar for James Bond movie is kind of low for me. I don't really go in with high expectations. I go in with a slightly ridiculous plot, with ridiculous people, with a lot of times you're like, why would you go put forth that effort to do what you're trying to do for the outcome that you want? It just doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. So, yeah. Anyways, so continue on. What is your review of it? Like,
so, I mean,
overall score.
6.5.
6.5. That is really low, Nate.
I mean, it's better than like the last one. The last one was kind of.
The last one was
very like slow.
The last one was slow. They were trying to prove a point, and Daniel Craig looked like a person that didn't want to be on set every scene he was in.
Well, that's,
like, he
that's
just didn't so... care. He didn't put emotion into it. He didn't put like any effort into it. He was just kind of like, I'm doing a James Bond movie. Punch, punch, kick, drive.
So that's what we're looking at. So
I could not.
No Time to Die, 2021.
Right. Yes.
Spectra, 2015.
Yeah.
6 years. Skyfall, 2012. So 3 years between Skyfall and Spectra. Spectra, I think he was yeah, I don't want to be Bond anymore. Like, I literally think, but he had already signed the contract for two more movies.
Well, see, so what happened was, is he was like, okay, I'm like a... he was saying, I'm done with Bond. And then they go, we want to do a couple more movies with you. And he's like, I am out. I am done. And then they go, well, here's a suitcase full of money. It's weird how it got here. And then he's like, when are we shooting this next Bond movie? It's basically how that happened. So he did the next Bond movie, but you could tell his heart really wasn't in it. And then I knew that this one is going to be his last one, but I was wondering how much effort he put into the last one. Because, yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, he like I said, he definitely did better than the one before.
Right. Okay, well,
to me, Spectre was the worst one.
Okay.
But,
what'd your dad think? Did he like it?
He's like, oh, that's good. That's good.
He was like, I was entertained for the most part.
And so that brings me to the issue I have, because 3 hours, like, I'm going to pull it up right now to see exactly how long the movie is, but Dune, that one is... Bum, bum, bum. Where is it? Where's the runtime? David, help me out. Where's the runtime?
Where's the runtime of what? Of the James Bond movie? Or Dune?
Oh, this Dune is... Okay, Dune's only 2.5 hours.
I think the original one was like 3 hours. So, anyways.
I could have... Where I read something saying it was 3 hours. Well, anyways, about that last half hour, I was like, holding. I gotta use the restroom, holding it. 2 hours is, I mean, that's growing up. That's what movies were. Hour and you were
most movies when you're growing up were an hour and 30 minutes to. If you were stretching it 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours were like, oh, this is going to be awesome. We're getting our money's worth.
Right. And then, and then it got to a point within a few, I would say 7 years ago or so, when movies decided to get a little bit longer. They kind of pushed the boundaries to... I remember they were talking about, oh, the Lord of the Rings is like going to be a 3 hour event, and they cut it down to 2 hours and I want to say 30 minutes or something like that, because for the original theater versions of it. And there was this huge thing of, wow, that is movies are... Our movies really need to be that long, 2 hours and 30 minutes. And then they kind of realized that they could tell a better story if they go longer. So certain movies are keep pushing out the time frame of which I'm sure there'll be a 4 hour movie coming out here pretty soon.
Yeah, so I mean, just, oh, and then there was, so when we went and saw Free Guy, like, there was a few people in the alongside us. We were not the only people in the theater.
Right.
And for that kind of movie, it was fun, because when you laugh at something out loud, or other people are laughing, then they make you laugh. Kind of adds to the good time of the movie. But when you have people sitting like four seats to your right, and you can hear them talking,
so like, were people
shut up?
Were people talking during the movie?
Yeah.
I see. That can be very frustrating. The problem with a movie like James Bond is there's
like, I know that we haven't been to a movie in like 2 years, but
right. But this is kind of closing out the James Bond franchise for his franchise or whatever. And as far as I know, they threw in a lot of things that kind of reference back to the original film that he did, Casino Royale. Right, that was his first one.
So
there was a lot of references back to some of his other movies within this movie. So I'm sure somebody went on a date or something like that, and then there was one person next to them going, "Who's that? Who's that character? Why is he doing that?"
And then, you know, you get your popcorn, you get your candy, and you always try to, like, you start with the popcorn, then you get to the candy, and you're like, crap, now I gotta find, like, a decent time in the movie to be able to open it.
Right.
Not this person. Chips.
Yeah, that's always...
And it's like, the lowest part, there's no action, there it's just dialogue.
Right.
So you're like trying to hear, and then you're hearing this crinkling of a chip bang, and then you're like, you know that they're eating chips, or they're about to eat chips.
Right.
And then sure enough, oh my God.
Nate, my plan is normal. Yes. Your plan is never to go see a movie in the theaters again.
Well, so when there's action, it's fine, because the sound, obviously, it's just the respect for other people that are in the theater.
Right. A regular normal person. One, you don't buy the if you buy the candy or the thing that's going to make noise during the film. One, open it beforehand.
Or two, you wait
until there's a bunch of explosions, and then you try to time it during an explosion where there's something exploding on the screen, and you go, open bag or take a bite of the chip.
When we went and saw Free Guy, I got the nachos, but guess what? I finished them before the movie started.
Right. I mean, technically you finished them before we even got, you know, to the ticket counter, because you ate them right in front of them, and you kind of judged them.
How much did I pay? I think I only got half a bag of chips. No. Yeah. So my plan is probably just to, since we have HBO, probably like order pizza, get some like candy or something, and maybe some ice cream, and just sit at home and watch it. Have like a sound system, but not having a good one, but I think it'll still help.
You like the home theater excitement. I understand that, Nate.
Like a movie like this should be seen in the theater, I think.
And yes.
Maybe I will go see it in the theater on like a...
Nate, you already just saw it, so... You're going to go see it again?
Not James Bond.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking like Dune.
Oh.
Or like Top Gun when it comes out.
So you have you have HBO, right?
Yeah.
You should come over to my house and we'll watch it on the projector. Well, it's all set up. We just, you know, you can bring your, we can make some popcorn or whatever. It'll be a date night, Nate.
And I'm out. You could have said we could have set the date.
Right. That's what I was saying. You could set the date and the night, then we can just do it.
No, I'm good.
I just combined both words together. What's wrong with that? Anyways, Nate, it doesn't sound like that it was that great of a James Bond movie, and that's what I was wondering about. Most likely, I will wait till it comes out onto DVD or whatever and watch it there.
I mean, so honestly,
I had interest in watching it mostly because it was the last James Bond movie. But I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe I will see it. I still enjoy seeing movies in the theater when possible. But it's very interesting. There's not a lot going on. We're going to bypass we're going to bypass the whole games section again because there's still nothing going on. Nate, what is going on in games? It's a new Call of Duty. Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, it's not even this month. It's next month. So the beginning of November, I think the first week, like the 4th, I believe, the new Vanguard Call of Duty comes out. Game actually looks fun. But obviously we can talk about that in once there's more details around the launch.
Yeah, there's nothing. So it's very interesting. Like
I thought Battlefield 2042 came out the end of this month, so I thought it was going to be out next week, but it's the 22nd of November, so that's still a month away.
Right.
So yeah, not really.
There's not really much going on, which is weird. So this is an industry that a lot of them are working from home right now. So they can be creating, they can be making stuff. It's not like the film industry. Where the film industry right now, they are still, the movies I am looking forward to right now were supposed to come out 2 years ago or a year and a half ago right now. It's very frustrating. But like in the games world, like I understand the slow going of films right now because you have to get everybody together. There's all this regulations. If one person catches the vid, then everything shuts down for a little bit. Everybody has to do testing and stuff like that. I understand that.
So
video game people are at home, Nate. They're at home and they're doing their thing from home and they're not making stuff.
Can I touch base on that? Because like what you just said, to make a film, you have to do all that stuff. So the movie that we talked about, last episode, the Jake Gyllenhaal movie, Guilty. So he was on like Saturday Night Live or something, and he was actually talking about that movie. And I just saw the clip of it, but because there was not really any actors, there's like three people, like
right.
him, a couple people walking throughout the building, and then there was like his boss or manager or whatever, and then there was the guy sitting next to him.
Right.
So they actually, he said they filmed it in like a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he was like,
if that's what you're doing,
phone calls.
Right.
So they didn't have to come in Like, it was in the prime of COVID. The director, he said, actually got COVID. And so what they did was that cut down the time that they had to actually shoot the movie. That's why they only like shot it within 7 days, because they either were going to have to wait, or it was now going to have to be put on the back burners,
right?
Or whatever, something was going on. But anyways, so
he probably had another project that he had to work on.
He got this trailer, or this like van. They're in the studio. The director is in a van parked outside,
right, of by a river
studio, and they're basically communicating back and forth.
Oh, through like a van and some like video tech, like, or stuff like that. He did a Zoom. Yeah, so he recorded. He zoomed in.
He directed by Zoom. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. But yeah, there wasn't really anything to the movie. Like, it literally phone calls, so voice actors, and then, which some of them I guess were decent names, and then had like maybe 4 or 5 other actors that were briefly shown. So,
right,
kind of padding to his resume that he was able to create a movie during the midst of the
COVID, the vid of the co's.
Yep. So, other in game news, I guess I forgot that it came out the end of last week. The new oh my gosh, I just drew a blank.
We'll try drawing another card. if you draw a blank, what you need to do is you need to take that blank card and set it out of the deck. That way you stop drawing blanks. That's what I've done. What I've done is I switched all the blank cards with the jokers, and then I can do whatever I want in that part.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to remember that for the future.
Far Cry 6 came out.
Okay, how did that do?
Well, it's doing all right. I have not bought it yet because I really want to finish Far Cry 5.
What's the story to that one?
It's like Cuba, and like the dictator has kind of like eradicated like the people of Cuba. So he's like taking over, and it's kind of like the resistance to try to gain their island back. The map is huge.
Huh. I've never really played a lot of the Far Cry games. I like the aspects of it. It's really kind of gone weird compared to like it's gone the opposite direction in many ways than the original Far Cry, or it's kind of gone the opposite direction of Fast and Furious, where Fast and Furious started off with them stealing VHS tapes to them stealing basically flying cars.
True.
Far Cry went the opposite direction, where it was like genetic mutations into dealing with governments.
Yeah, I mean, it's so the one Far Cry 5.
Wasn't the original Far Cry, you were like a part human, part cat type thing?
I don't know. I didn't start playing Far Cry until 3, I believe.
I swear that's what it was. It's like you were genetically engineered. You woke up on an island and you realized that you had the abilities of like a cheetah or something like that.
I don't know. There's not really any, because then there was the Far Cry Primal, so it was like caveman period. So there's not really any It's basically a game within a period or location.
Right.
Kind of like the, and then it has basic, so like this one has a lot of the basic traits of Far Cry 5 with like stashes and stuff. Like Far Cry 5 has prepper stashes. So like you'd have to complete like almost like a little puzzle type thing, connect how to find these prepper stashes to get money and some more loot and stuff. And those are marked on the same map as Far Cry 6. It looks fun. A lot of similarities, obviously.
Right.
But so but that did come out.
For the most part,
but
FPS games are coming out. That's about it. And yeah, there's nothing really new coming out. And it's the same for movies. Nate, the same for movies. Nothing is happening
Warzone,
in movies.
Call of Duty Warzone. So they were having big issues with cheaters. And they came out with, like, they just recently, been out forever, just recently came out with, like, this anti-cheat software.
Right.
And it took a day for hackers to
right
get around it.
Nate, so hackers got to hack.
Hackers got to hack, yep. Speaking of hackers.
Is there a new Hackers movie coming out? That would be pretty great.
No, but I mean, Disney's a hack.
Nate, that was probably your best transition ever.
That was pretty good, huh?
You win an award on that one.
Disney,
right?
Do you want to go into it, or
I'll go into it. You've been talking right. a little bit. So I'm very disappointed in movies lately. And one of the biggest disappointments I've had recently is people just reskinning old movies. And it's
Disney.
And the yeah. Well, so the Disney has been coming out with a lot of the live action versions. They're out of ideas. Their whole idea team has gone somewhere. They're not at Disney anymore. So all they've been doing is remaking like their old movies. And some of them are good. You know, they did Lion King. And that one, I didn't like that much. Mostly for the fact that you have these animals that were there. The animals look great. The animation looked great for these live action animals. But the problem is, they were just acting like regular animals and talking. So they'd be talking, but then they'd go and lay down in a bed. And it just looks like, okay, this doesn't fit the scene of what you're trying to do. I would have been happier if you would have just done the Milo and Otis, where you just kind of talk over and you're just supposed to, I mean, those were way better films than The Lion King redone with all this high-end animation stuff. Milo, and if you're going to watch one, watch Milo and Otis. That one is really good. And it's cute. This one.
Homeward Bound.
Yeah, or Homeward Bound. That one's a really good one, too. Both of those huge success movies. I'll even throw in Wilbur for you.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web or something like that. Well, Charlotte's Web is like, yeah, well, anyways.
Oh, that's animated.
Yeah. That's animated. They do, but the point is the animation, it wasn't good. I still kind of enjoyed it, but I enjoyed the beauty of it because they did an amazing job. And you're like, is that a real animal or not? So Disney has been just remaking things. I came across this. This was a post from a friend of mine. And he said, why would you do this? And so I'm just gonna play it, and we're just gonna enjoy this.
First off,
enjoy this together, Nate.
Before you play it, if you show your child this movie without showing them the original, you're a bad parent.
Agreed, 100%, Nate.
Here. Wait, there's no sound. Damn it. Damn it.
Yeah, what?
There's no sound.
What? There's no sound? Oh, that's weird. It's probably the setup that I'm doing. That's weird. Sorry. No sound? Lame.
So wait. Will they be able to hear it? And I just can't hear it?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me see.
That'd be weird if we're like.
Can you hear it?
I can't hear anything.
All right. Well, we'll forget it. That's annoying. I had to change the setup and now it's not working.
I mean, it could be working for the recording.
Anyways.
And not for me, but I... That would just be weird.
Nate, we're just sitting here silently, and then right? they see in this long space. I mean, I could throw in the sound in there, but I don't know. It's not worth it today, Nate. It's not worth it. Nothing's working properly.
Everything is
breaking. There's sun in my eyes.
So just make that note that at like this time
I'm not going to do
some
that,
awkward man. Awkward I'm breathing. Just... a little more awkward than that, but yeah.
Anyways, okay.
What is the movie?
Anyways, so they came out with almost a shot for shot new Home Alone movie, and.
The house looks like almost similar.
Right. The house. So it's another where they have like a bunch of kids and they all live in this house, in this giant house. And I'm hoping beyond hope, at least they have, look what you did, you little jerk, in there. Because that's a great line. It's a line I use all the time in life. When something goes wrong, I go, look what you did, you little jerk.
Pretty good line.
It's a great line. But anyways, Disney it's coming out into theaters, basically a brand new Home Alone. And I agree with you, Nate. If you show your kids this movie before you show them the original Home Alone movie, you are a bad parent. That's frustrating. It's frustrating that didn't work. And I'm very sad now. Anyways, let's finish this up, Nate, with I want to go over, because I'm very sad about movies and what's going on. And the only thing that's new, really, that I am interested in coming out and seeing a lot is the Marvel movies right now. But I'm going to go through what we have left in October, November, and December, what we have to look forward to. So in the in October, we have South of Haven. I don't know. The Last Duel. That one looks kind of interesting. That is about the last duel that took place, apparently, or something like that, back in the old days of the kings and stuff. Halloween Kills, which is another is that Jason
killed him last time.
Jason Horhey, is that who that one is, or Jason? Yeah, I don't know. I have actually never seen any of the movies except for Jason X, which
I don't like scary movies, so I have not seen any of them. I've seen a clip of the last one, because supposedly because you never see his face.
Right.
Supposedly, you see, like, the side of his face because he's in prison.
Oh, okay.
And, like, yeah, supposedly there's a scene in that one. Anyways, I haven't seen. So, really, there's not any.
So, out of all the movies that are coming out this month, the James Bond movie looked interesting to me, which is not on this list. I don't know why.
Because it's out.
Right. Oh, because these are the ones that are coming out. Okay. The French Dispatch looks interesting to me. But that's because I'm a huge fan of Wes Anderson films. I love all his films. They're weird and quirky. And they have a weird timing and pace to them. They're not everybody's taste. But I love his films. It always has Owen Wilson. Usually has Owen Wilson, Bill Murray, and a couple other people that are always in all his films or whatever. Last Night in Soho. I don't know. There's not really much coming out in October that I'm really excited about. All right, let's jump to stupid thing. November.
November, you got a couple.
So, November, we have The Eternals. The Eternals is a Marvel film. It looks interesting. At the same time, it doesn't look interesting.
So,
I'm not, because there's a part of me that, with all these new Marvel movies coming out, they're introducing all these new characters. Because they're getting rid of the old characters and they're bringing in the new characters. I'm not sure if I want to invest into new characters. That's the part of me. You know, it's like starting a new relationship. I don't want to start a new relationship with these people. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know if we're going to connect on an emotional level or anything like that. So I don't know what to say about that. I am excited about Ghostbusters. That was a movie that was supposed to come out like 2 years ago. It's finally coming out.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that one.
And there we go. A Boy Called Christmas. What is A Boy Called Christmas? Oh, it's the story of Saint Nick. All right, fine, whatever. Tick, Tick, Boom, which looks like just a movie about a musician or something like that. Red Notice.
So that one.
Red Notice, that one looks like it's got
an... There's been very little about it, except for, obviously, The Rock and...
More movie details? Red Notice. It's got The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot. Yeah. I mean, it's got... All I have to say is The Rock and Ryan Reynolds, and that movie sounds interesting to me.
Yep, right. So that's two. That's good. The 11th.
So I would say
the 12th,
Eternal... Notice. Eternals, I want to see. Ghostbusters, I'm interested in. Red Notice, I would like to find out more information on, but for the most part, I wouldn't. It's got The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. I would probably just go see it just because of that. I wouldn't even need to know any more information than that. Everything else that's coming out this month, that month looks meh. There may be something in there that I missed. And then we go into December when Top Gun was supposed to come out. Nate, when is Top Gun coming out? This was already 2 years ago. When is Top Gun finally coming out?
Middle of May.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
And that's also one of the... Not one of the better times to come. That's like kicking off the movie season.
Because it's coming out the same day that John Wick is coming out. You're going to try to top of your movie with John Wick, which has been one of the
right
more favorited like franchise movies.
I think they lost faith in it, and they were going to release it December. There's a, for some reason, I don't know why.
Well, they were
going to
release it July 4th. And that was like the perfect time to release it because people were still, like, movie theaters, I think, were open at that time. And you knew people were going to be going, doing stuff.
Right.
It was the 4th of July. Like, why not?
Exactly.
The movie's done. It was supposed to come out, I think, the beginning of 2020 or the end of the Christmas of 2019.
It was like supposed to come out 2019.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to come out Christmas of 2019. Supposed to come out. It was supposed to be the beginning of 2020 because then COVID started and they pushed everything back.
Whatever. It was supposed to come out a while ago.
But yeah. Nonetheless, they pushed it back and. Why not release in December?
Right.
Why push it back?
I think they lost faith in it or something like that. Or there's, I have no idea. They were probably like, well, we don't have time to promote this movie, even though it's supposed to be out a long time ago. Or I don't know.
Because I mean, if you're looking at times to release the movie, right. You're looking at movies that are coming out right now.
Ooh,
there's
Nate.
Nothing.
Nate, theory. This is my theory right now. What if Tom Cruise had around the same type of deal as what's her name from Black Widow?
Pretty sure it's his movie though.
Well, what if he's getting money off the box office and not off of the actually film itself? That's my theory. So they're pushing it out where they can have more people in the box office than we'll stream it at home.
Well, I think they paid her, though, so that's all.
Anyways,
that's all done with now.
Yeah, it's good.
She can now technically undie from, or not actually have died.
Yeah, I knew it was going to work out, but... And for the most part, yes, you will most likely see her in another film. Sing 2 is coming out in December. There's a movie called Silent Night, Nightmare Alley, West Side Story, and Sing 2. That's in December. That's what you have to look forward to. But near the middle of December is when things actually get interesting. Spider-Man No Way Home comes out, which apparently is supposed to be the last of that saga, that version of Spider-Man. I don't know. That's what they're saying. Matrix 4 looks kind of interesting. And then the Kingsman, this was before, this is a prequel. It's like how the Kingsmans were formed or something like that.
Yeah.
It looks interesting. I kind of enjoy the Kingsman saga. It's kind of along it's along a great James Bond style of film, but with British and Americans, but you add a lot of gore to it. That's basically the difference. So, and then the Tragedy of Macbeth is coming out. I don't know about that one. Also, I didn't see it on here, but in October the movie Lamb is supposed to come out, and I didn't see it. Or is it already out? Is Lamb already in the theaters already?
What's it called?
I think it's called Lamb.
Lamb. Of a mysterious newborn on there.
Yeah. This the sheep, I want to say it's a sheep or something like that. It's about a sheep hybrid. It's like part human, part sheep. And it's like a
suspenseful movie.
It's like a, yeah, it's like a horror movie. I don't know. It looked kind of interesting. I believe it's done by the 434 or something like that. Or I can't remember who does that one.
Release date, September 24th. So yeah, it's already out.
Oh, okay. Lamb. It's called Lamb.
Like a...
It's got 84% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Box office, I mean, it's got 1.5 million.
Yeah, so there's that movie. You can go see that. Anyways, Nate, I think we need to wrap this up. Mostly because we've gone longer. I haven't had breakfast. Everything.
And now it's lunchtime.
Yeah, I know. And everything keeps breaking and sun in my eyes.
But you know what? Like movies, we're going to keep continuously, slowly getting longer episodes.
Right. I know. There you go. So, until eventually we're like up to a 12-hour marathon.
We're going to have like a stream on Twitch, 24-hour stream.
Yeah, there you go.
Talking about, well, by like hour one and a half, we'll just be mumbling like, what are we supposed to talk about now?
Right. I mean, that's what I do normally. So, yeah. Anyways.
Me too.
All right. Any last words, Nate?
No.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.
Looks like I have some last words.
Wait, what are they? Oh.
What was just said?
Even the part that just played?
Yeah. That's me.
Oh, that's right. Anyways. All right. That's it.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that was frustrating.